Welcome back to our group project. Just a quick heads up, while the episode is for everyone, today's episode would be great for kids. Gather them around. So we just turned the corner into May. The sun is warm, hot sometimes. All the hunters are out on the ocean looking for ugruk lying on ice pans. Black meat is drying on racks, and families are eating big ugruk meals. Some hunters are sitting at their blind, waiting for geese to fly by. Women are thinking about picking musu. It's such a yummy, exciting time of the year. Today on our group project, we're hearing another story. Really, you can share anything for our project, something that connects us as people during this time of isolation. Maybe share ways you stay emotionally, physically, or spiritually healthy. So far, we've heard singing, stories, and guitar playing. Thank you to Kira, Tweety, Caden, and now Curtis for bringing us together when we can't get together. Curtis Ivanov grew up in Unalakleet and comes back home often. He's now superintendent of the Alaska Conference of the Evangelical Church. He and his family currently live in Anchorage. Today, he's sharing one of his own stories of fiction, our very first. Enjoy, Curtis Ivanov.
So we raised our children on the road system, and I always had wanted to find ways to keep our children connected to home, to our culture, to the values of our culture. And so one of the ways that I did that was I started making up these bedtime stories. In the stories, the main character was a little boy named Jalavaluk. I would tell stories that were sometimes childhood experiences of mine, just everyday living, and then sometimes I just made a story up. And so this is a story, which is one of my favorites. It's a made-up story of Jalavaluk, one of his experiences. So hope you enjoy a Jalavaluk story, as my kids would say when they're little. Tell us a Jalavaluk story, Dad, at bedtime. So I'll try to draw this one from the memory banks. So one year, as always, Jalavaluk got new mukluks for his birthday. And you know what it's like when you get new mukluks. They're fast mukluks. You felt like you could run like the wind. Well, that's how Jalavaluk felt that day on his birthday. And he went outside wearing his brand new mukluks. You could smell the smell of those, of the seal skin. And boy, he felt like he could run fast. And that's what he was thinking, walking around outside. Pretty soon he was starting to say it. I'm the fastest person in the world. Pretty soon he heard a noise. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. He looked and there was a ptarmigan. Come here, come here, come here. He thought, that ptarmigan's trying to say something to me. Mr. Ptarmigan, I can't understand you. You have to talk to me in my language. So the ptarmigan said to him, Jalavaluk, I hear you think you're faster than anything in the world. And Jalavaluk said, yep, I got new mukluks. And the ptarmigan said, oh, Jalavaluk, have you ever seen the crane run on the tundra with its long, skinny legs? Ooh, those crane, they can run like the wind. And Jalavaluk said, oh, I am faster than a crane. And off he went. He was walking around. He just kept on saying it to himself. I am faster than anything else in the whole world with my new mukluks. He heard another noise. He looked over and there was a raven. He said to the raven, Mr. Raven, I can't understand you. You need to talk to me in my language. And the raven said to him, Jalavaluk, you think you're the fastest, faster than anything else in the world. And Jalavaluk said, yep, I got my new mukluks. And the raven said, Jalavaluk, have you ever seen the wolf run on the tundra, especially when it's chasing the caribou? That wolf, it can run like the wind. Jellavaluk said, I'm faster than a wolf. And off he went. And he kept on saying that, I'm the fastest person in the world. He was so proud of his new mukluks. Pretty soon he heard this little noise. He looked down on the tundra and there was a little mouse gathering mouse food. And then he realized it was trying to talk to him. And so he said, Mr. Mouse, I can't understand you. You need to talk to me in my language. And the mouse said, Jellavaluk, I hear you think you're faster than anything else in the world. And Jellavaluk said, yep, I have new mukluks. And the mouse said, oh, Jellavaluk, have you ever seen the moose run with its long legs? Oh, the moose can run like the wind, Jellavaluk said. I'm faster than a moose. They're just big. And Jellavaluk, off he went, just as happy as anything to have his new fast mukluks. Pretty soon he heard, Jellavaluk, Jellavaluk, time to come in. Time to eat. And Jellavaluk said, Mom, I'm playing out. Jellavaluk, time to come in. But Mom, Jellavaluk, don't make me chase you. You can't catch me, Mom. And before you could even say, Ijagiuna, Jellavaluk's mom ran over and got him and picked him up and said, Jellavaluk, time to eat. You come in now. So Jellavaluk, he thought he was faster than a crane, faster than a wolf, faster than a moose. But he couldn't run faster than his mom, even with his new mukluks.
Thank you, Curtis. I can see your stories of Jellavaluk as a whole audio series for kids. And I'm going to think of Jellavaluk's mom when Henning tries to run away from me. Thank you for sharing. Again, you can take part in our group project. This project and these episodes cannot happen without your creativity, your sharing, your singing, your thoughts. Record whatever you'd like to share using the voice recording app on your smartphone and email the audio file to loreleiivanoff@gmail.com. It's easy and fun. And it's a simple way we can uplift and encourage one another during a time of crisis. Our group project, where we gather together while remaining at home. Bucha!